And it is flashback time again on the Free Radio Net show of me, Bathrop Spears Broadsides. The show is being made, so to speak, and played on May 29th, 2025. But you're actually going to be hearing a show that aired and actually went on the air on May 31st, 2012. It was at the height of the Santa Cruz 7 ongoing trials, which were a series of prosecutions by DA Bob Lee and Rebecca Young, who is the single prosecutor trying 11 activists in Santa Cruz who were accused of conspiracy to trespass, conspiracy to vandalize, trespass and vandalism, I think, at the one at 74 River Street. I hope I have the address right. It's the building that's on the corner of a river and I guess it's it's Mission Street if you go far enough up to the hill and onto the west side. If you come out, I guess it's Water Street. There we are. So this show has a number of, well, the main focus for the first part of the show is Ashland, Oregon. Read stories and talk about the sleeping ban protests of, I guess his name is Keith Axton, and then one of the former council members, Eric Arrakis, who actually calls in, along with Gary Johnson, who's an activist who is independently of the whole Occupy movement, which is where the Santa Cruz 11 prosecutions came from, the an errant group of the Occupy movement did occupy the bank, although they left peacefully after occupying it for 3 days with the stated intention of turning it into a community center. Gary Johnson, however, the year before had been part of the Peace Camp 2010 protest, which existed for several months, both in front of the county building and then later in front of City Hall, protesting the improper treatment in the courts and on the ground and in the town of activist Robert Facer, an older guy who came down from Alaska on a boat, supposedly, of his own making. I'm not sure if that was an apocryphal story or not, but that's what we were told. And he was defended by attorney Ed Fry, and the courts essentially refused to, well, insisted on prosecuting him or fining him for, even though he had no place to go, no shelter available, denying him his right to sleep. This is all part of the endless sleeping ban struggle in Santa Cruz. And Gary Johnson, in solidarity with Robert Facer, slept out very openly on a bench with a sign talking about the right to sleep. And he was arrested, and he was charged with unlawful lodging. And they didn't want to charge him with violating the sleeping ban. There was a certain nervousness, perhaps, because court rulings in San Diego and in Los Angeles, the Jones settlement and the Spencer settlements, although they had been settled, there was still arguments that the courts had accepted. I'm not sure if it was depublished or simply no longer precedent or not appealed. I'm not quite sure of their status, but there was some nervousness, I think, in the city attorney's office regarding whether to prosecute Gary Johnson and others under the sleeping ban. So instead they chose a state law, which actually had much higher penalties, called Illegal Lodging, 647I. I kind of moved around from time to time. 647E for a while, and it was 647J, I think. I'm not quite sure of the chronology there, but it's a law that essentially was sort of a blank check for police officers to go after activists who were staying in one place, resting, doing peaceful camping, political protest, even if they were awake, but they claimed they were illegally lodging without the permission of the owner in this case, you would think, being the community if it's public property. But no, no, the owners are the managers, having to do with, the head of the government of that particular portion of land, not the community at large. Can Gary talk about the issues around sleeping, experiences they had? There's Eric discusses a nudity ban, how that came to the Ashland City Council after and first was pushed aside, rejecting the idea of a ban against going naked, but then came back and they passed it. We get a look into the attitudes of an merchant on the unease created by homeless people downtown, some of them anyway, although not violence, according to her. At a time, this is also the beginning of a movement by Take Back Santa Cruz to capture a majority of, or at least a strong position on the Santa Cruz City Council, which eventually it did, although not so much in terms of their own members, although maybe there is membership there that I don't know of. But it is, as a matter of the actual attitudes, laws, policies, police practices that are tolerated by the Santa Cruz City Council. And you'll get to hear from an old-time Occupy activist, a young guy called Casey Living Good, talks about his experience with the Homeless Lack of Services Center, which called itself the Homeless Services Center, which is now under a new name, Housing Matters, which, of course, is really better known to the in the know as Funding Matters. So he talks about his experiences there. Uncle Dennis, the grand old man of free radio, or one of them, comes on, calls in to say we're back on the air again, although that hasn't been the case for 13 years or 10 years or something. Certainly, it was, however, good news back in 2012. And finally, you'll get more discussion of a woman in her van actually suing someone in Santa Cruz for harassing her and causing her pain and danger, damages, loss, but failing in the court of Judge Volkman. And a lot, there's more there, too, but you'll have to listen to it to get a closer view.